What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune in to You and the Law for legal information you can use. Custody matters are dealt with under two pieces of legislation, the Matrimonial Causes Act and the Children, Guardianship and Custody Act. Attorney at Law Dundeen Ferguson gives us an overview of these acts, beginning with the Children, Guardianship and Custody Act.
Under that particular legislation, the application can be done in the Supreme Court or it can be done in the Family Court or a Resident Magistrate's Court in the parish. Now, Section 7 of the legislation specifically speaks to what the court will consider when making an award of custody for any child. It really has to do with the welfare of the child. And it takes into consideration that neither parent has any superior right to the child. The court is only concerned with what is in the best interest of the child, the welfare of the child.
The same general principles apply under the Matrimonial Causes Act. However, this legislation comes into play when the custody matter involves a married couple.
You are saying that either parent could apply for custody?
Yes.
But is there anybody else?
Usually it's father or mother, but there may be extenuating circumstances in which another family member may seek to indicate that either parent is not in a position to take care of the child or the children, and they think that they should be awarded custody. Or, for example, where children are growing up with auntie or uncle or, you know, other family members and parents may have abandoned them or so, or either parent may have died or that sort of a situation. You may have instances where persons may choose under the legislation, the Guardianship and Custody Act, make an application for guardianship or make an application for custody. In those circumstances, the court will determine whether they would want to grant to someone other than the parent the right to have custody of this child as against guardianship.
Before we get into what the court will consider in determining what's in the best interest of the child, what's the difference between guardianship and custody?
Guardianship, usually, for example, if a child is with a person who may be a good friend, or somebody who is what they sometimes call local parentis. They are almost like parents, very close, that close relationship to the child. They can get guardianship. They don't have any parental responsibility on the law as it is deemed to be, talking about biological parents and so. So what they are just guardians. An auntie can be a guardian of a child. So while parents have the responsibility primarily to take care of their children, there are other persons who do take care of their children. And if those children are living with these persons, the court will deem them to be guardians. To have custody generally means that you have this legal right to make major decisions concerning the child, where the child lives, making sure that the child gets a good education, talk about the moral responsibility you have in terms of religious upbringing, expenses, medical expenses, general welfare that promotes the well-being of the child. There is more legality to be in custody of either parent than a guardian would have.
In Jamaica, it's the experience of a lot of people where for some reason one parent keeps the child from the other. What advice do you have for the parent?
It is wrong. It is absolutely wrong. No parent should be denied access to his or her child. The court believes that children should have access to their parents, so that they have a relationship with father and mother. Go to the court and indicate to the court that you would like to have access to your child. And the court will consider it and investigate why would this father or mother be keeping away the child. And the court will seek to make the appropriate arrangements.
Attorney at Law Dundeen Ferguson. We were talking about how custody is dealt with in the Jamaican justice system. That's it for this edition of You and the Law. Special thanks to our guest, Attorney Dundeen Ferguson, and thank you so much for having joined us. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Pama, I'm Lorraine Mendez. Stay safe.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.